Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to the Refresh Radio program, and today we start off just a little bit different. Today we start off and we say, Happy Birthday! And I got things I'm throwing all over the studio here right now. So we'll just throw everything up and celebrate. So actually, the person that is their birthday, they probably won't hear this, but I was just able to spend a few days with them. Thank you, Paul. And celebrate their birthday, and they're very, very dear to me, and love them to pieces. So happy birthday. Want to say thank you to the folks of Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. You know, we start thinking of September, we start thinking of back to school and fall and the weather cooling down and all of that sort of stuff. And you know who doesn't think about that? Florida. Florida, you know what it means? It means that it is still very, very warm outside and you need your air conditioning. And so you might like it warm. My wife is not one that is terribly endeared to air conditioning, but her AC went out in her car. And she just continued to trudge on, and then all of a sudden she's like, do you think we could get the AC fixed? You know why? Because it's hot. It's hot. And it's one thing when you're in a car and you get to roll down the windows and drive down the road. But let me tell you, if you don't have an air conditioner in your car and it starts raining, that's miserable. I know I did it. So you might be at home and your air conditioner is making life a little on the uncomfortable side for you. And if that's the case, I want to encourage you to call the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. They are located right here in Central Florida, Merritt Island specifically. And if you need them to come out and take a look at your system, they can make that happen and get you up and running. So 321-759-3284. Due to everything that they have going on in their life, they're kind of restricted to the very central part of Brevard County because of time constraints and things like that. But they have decades of experience and a great deal of skill and absolutely love Jesus. So 321-759-3284 will get you in touch with them, and they can get you back in touch with your preferred temperature in your home. So happy Labor Day. And so the person that I was telling you about that today is their birthday, I said, did you know that this year your birthday is a national holiday? And everybody is going to celebrate today because you were born. Actually, I know a couple of people who were born on this day. One of them is an evangelist, missionary evangelist, travels around the world. And another one is a family member. And so happy, happy birthday and happy Labor Day. I pray that you are getting to enjoy the day off from work and have some wonderful fellowship with your family. Today we are going to go back and touch on where we were. We gave the introduction on Friday of Paul being a chosen vessel of Jesus to bear his name to Gentiles, to kings, and to the people of Israel. And so today we're going to look in Romans chapter 9. I believe that this is one of a powerful passage of Scripture because it talks about that we have a choice as to how we're going to respond to the choice that Jesus has made. Okay. Verse number 14 says this: what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So that it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. For the scripture says to the Pharaoh, for this very purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. Therefore he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills he hardens. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who has resisted his will? A lot of people. But indeed, oh man, I threw in the a lot of people there just so you know. Verse number 20, but indeed, oh man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? Does not the potter have power over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor? What if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for glory, even us whom he called not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. So here in verse number 22, what if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? I don't know about you, but that doesn't exactly sound like the type of vessel that I want to be. And see, Saul was very hostile to the kingdom of God, and he responded when Jesus appeared to him and said, you know what? I think I'm going to abandon my hostility against God, and I am going to walk in the blessings and the favor of God. So that was one thing. But Pharaoh, here in Romans chapter 9, we see that he chose to respond to the supernatural activities that were presented in his day and time by Moses, a chosen vessel of God, to bring deliverance to the children of Israel. Moses shows up, and there's signs and wonders, and Pharaoh doesn't respond with the same faithfulness that Saul, who became Paul, did. So let's look at some basic principles. First of all, is there unrighteousness with God? This question causes us to look at two things. One, is there any unrighteousness in God? Is there anything in God that would cause him to lose right standing? And I will tell you that there's no. God can never lie. There's never going to be a new and improved version of God. He's never mistaken. He's never wrong. He's perfect. He's holy. He's omnipotent. He's good. He's love. Everything about God that is absolutely perfect. And so when God is displaying love and mercy, he is absolutely righteous in doing so. When God is demonstrating his wrath, and if you do not believe that God has a wrath that is going to be outpoured, you need to look at the book of Revelation again, because it describes that in there as the outpouring of God's wrath. And the angels say, God, you're righteous and true in everything you do. So there isn't any unrighteousness with God, and there should not be any unrighteousness in us. There should not be any behavior in us that would threaten or damage or do away with our right standing with God. There is nothing this world has to offer that is worth sacrificing an eternity with Jesus over. There is nothing that you want damaging the right standing relationship that we have with God. So let's embrace the righteousness that is imparted to us by Christ Jesus, and let's move forward in that. So he goes on and he says, I'm going to have mercy and compassion on whomever I do. Well, let me tell you who he wants to have mercy and compassion on. I don't want anybody to perish. I want all to come to everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You see, but we have that choice. God has acted in his sovereignty and empowered you and I to have the privilege of choosing how we're going to respond to his supernatural gift, to his glorious gift. I pray that you respond well. I pray that you say, God, I want to be transformed the same way that Saul was, from a person who was hostile to the kingdom of God to a person who's a chosen vessel of honor for the kingdom of God. That's what I want to do. So, for the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this very purpose, now I want you to listen to this, for this very purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. You know what it doesn't say there? It doesn't say that the way things that played out were the only option that was available. You see, Pharaoh's heart was hardened. It was hardened by a couple of different things. First of all, it was hardened by Pharaoh because he rejected God's offer over and over and over and over again. His heart was also hardened because of God's great tenacity. You see, on my hand right now, there's not as many as there have been in times past, but there are places on my hand where I would build up calluses. Well, you know how I got those calluses is because pressure got there were pressure points that were there that were touched over and over and over again, and they were touched so much that they became accustomed to it, to the point that they desensitized that region of the palms of my hands, so that I didn't feel the sensitivity to the touch that I once did. It wasn't because I was ignored. It was because I was extended an invitation so much. Okay. Pharaoh had the opportunity to say yes to God. Okay. So let me see if I can put this in a manner that will get you to appreciate what Pharaoh's options are. So God tells Pharaoh, I've raised you up for a purpose. I tell you what, everybody wants to know that their life makes a difference. Okay? You don't want your life to make a difference as far as advancing the kingdom of darkness, but you do want your life to make a difference in advancing the kingdom of God. So he says, I have raised you up. I'm the one that brought you to the throne. Well, you have to understand that Pharaohs thought they were gods. And gods don't need someone else to raise that up. So if your identity is tied up with who you think you are instead of why God has raised you up, you will miss your season of opportunity. Okay? So just like Pharaoh, just like Saul, God has raised you up, chosen this time, this location for you to bear his name to this community, to those who would hear. For this very purpose, that I may show my power in you. Okay? Now, God was showing his power in Moses. God was showing his power in Pharaoh. In fact, These two guys, they respond exactly opposite of one another, had the same upbringing. Moses was raised in Pharaoh's household, and this Pharaoh was raised up and took his father's throne. So let me tell you so God says, Moses, I have chosen you. I'm going to send you back to Egypt where they want to kill you. And I'm going to use you to bring out my people of Israel. You know what Moses said? Don't want to. Not going. He says, Moses, I want to use you. Moses said, I've got a stammering tongue. He was looking for an excuse. In fact, when God showed him the supernatural signs, Moses ran. And God said, nope, I didn't make a mistake. I chose you. And so the person who said no ended up turning around and saying yes. And God showed his power through Moses in a supernatural way. Let's flip the coin and look at Pharaoh. Pharaoh would have a supernatural sign shown to him. And he said, okay, I'm going to let you go. And the sign would go. And Pharaoh, who originally said yes to letting the children of Israel go and worship and things like that, then he would say, you know what? I'm not going to do it. But you see, when God says he's going to demonstrate his power in you, he's going to demonstrate his power in you. It's not just in this situation. God said he was going to demonstrate his power in Nebuchadnezzar's life, and he did. He humbled him to the point that he was out in the elements for years. And as soon as he looked up to heaven, God restored his sanity. You see, because it was God who was showing him his power. There was another king who God showed his power in him. He's known forever. His name is Cyrus, because he said yes to sending the people of Israel back to the promised land so that they could restore the temple. He was called by name by God hundreds of years in advance and saying, you know what? There's a guy by the name of Cyrus, and he's going to send my people back to the promised land that they haven't even left yet. God wants to show his power in you. I may not be the smartest guy around, but I'm smart enough to learn from other people's mistakes. And so when God says, I've raised you up for purpose, I want to say, yes, you have. And I want to demonstrate my power in you. And I say, I want to be a partner with that. I don't want to be an obstacle to that. I don't want God demonstrating his power because I'm hard-headed against the things of God. I want him demonstrating his power so that principalities and powers and are plundered and spiritual prisoners of war are set free. I want to see signs and wonders that only come through the name of Jesus. Okay? And that my name may be declared in all the earth. Okay? So just like Saul, I'm going to, you're going to bear my name before Gentiles and kings and the people of Israel. Pharaoh had the option to understand that God raised him up for purpose, demonstrate his power, and that the name of the Lord would be declared in all the earth. Well, let me tell you, it is known as one of the greatest deliverances, one of the most radical acts in all of human history, where the most powerful nation on earth was humbled by Almighty God. And it could have gone a different way if Pharaoh would have just realized, you know what, I'm glad that God chose me. There was a time when Pharaohs and Abraham coexisted together. And it would happen later on. This particular Pharaoh was just too egotistical and too unrepentant. All this Pharaoh could see is what he lost. You know what? You know why they began to persecute the children of Israel in the first place? Because the children of Israel were multiplying and became more numerous and more powerful than the Egyptians. And they said, we need to oppress them, because if we don't oppress them, they may side with an enemy and we may lose their services. Let me tell you, if God asks you to let something go, if you will do it God's way, you will find that God is going to bring an even greater blessing your way. Egypt's greatest days weren't behind them from this Pharaoh. Egypt still had great days ahead of them. Now, drop down to verse number 22. Let's drop down to verse number 19. You will say, why does he still find fault? For who has resisted his will? But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? There are a lot of people that go around and they feel inferior to other people because they're not as tall, they're not as short, they're not as thin, they're not as muscular, they're not as rich, they're not as they don't have as many toys, they're not as famous, they're not as powerful, whatever. And if your standard is other people, you are always going to feel inferior. I'm not the tallest guy around. When I was a kid, they told me that I ought to be about 6 foot tall. Missed it by that much. Fell 2 or 3 inches short in that, about 3 inches short. And there was a time when in high school when I was wanting to play football, and I was only about 5'6" at that point in time. They said, "Do you want to play football?" I said, "No, too short. Too short. In fact, when I get to heaven, I want God to make me, 6 foot tall." And I remember when I prayed that, God said, well, what if that's not the standard of height in heaven? And it's like, you know what? Let me change that. I don't care. God made me exactly the way he wanted me. Okay. Now there have been people who've sown input and transformed and changed and damaged a lot of people's personality. But we've got to realize other people are not the standards, and we cannot go to God and say, God, why did you make me like this? Instead, we need to go to God and say, God, I want to thank you that in your infinite wisdom, you have uniquely crafted me and made me a unique representation of your grace, your glory, and your power. And God, I know that you have got a wonderful reason for everything that you have done. Okay? You don't have to look around. If you can't sing, some people tell me I sing well. Other people, my kids, think that I don't sing all that well. It's okay. You know what? It says make a joyful noise, and I love to make a joyful noise. So, why have you made me like this? Okay. Doesn't the potter have the power over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor? Well, I will tell you this. God wants us to all be trophies of his grace. Okay. What if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for glory. So today I want you in this Bible study that we're doing on, that you are a vessel for God to say, God, I don't want to be a vessel of dishonor. I don't want to be a vessel that you demonstrate your wrath on. I want to be a vessel that you are pleased to use for your glory. Okay? It could happen to anybody. The Bible is filled with society's rejects being chosen by God to be exactly the vessel that he wanted. Let me take you back to Psalm 118. Psalm 118. And I remember the first time, because you might think that God can't do anything with things that people have rejected. And there's a verse that we've sang choruses about for years and years, and it's verse number 24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And one day I was reading through the book of Psalms, and God said, I want you to look at the context of that. And so I go back up to verse number 22, and it says this, the stone which the builders rejected. This is a passage of scripture that is prophetic over Jesus being rejected by the spiritual leadership. He wasn't good enough. He wasn't from the right town. He wasn't from the right background, so that they thought. So the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Okay? People rejected it. They did not think that Jesus was a vessel of honor, and so they treated him as a vessel of dishonor. They did not think that he was a vessel of blessing. They thought he was a vessel that was cursed, and so they hung him on a tree. Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. But he didn't come and hang on a tree because he was cursed. He hung on a tree to take the curse away from us. Verse 23 says, this was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You say, why in the world am I living in such a time as this? Because Jesus chose you and I to be his chosen vessels for such a time as this. You say, but my employer rejected me and this person rejected me and I've been rejected over and over. I will tell you from personal experience, rejection isn't fatal when it's the rejection of men. And instead, let's say, you know what? God's doing something marvelous. Whatever's going on, he's setting me up for something better. This is marvelous in my eyes, and I'm going to say about September the 7th, 2020, this is the day the Lord has made. He chose me for this day. He's purposed me for this day. He wants to demonstrate his power in me this day. He wants the world to know about Jesus because of what he's doing in my life. But this day, and I am going to rejoice. I'm going to be glad in it. Happy Labor Day. You're not working to earn God's favor. Today, he's chosen you, and you're simply saying, you know what, God? I choose you too. I choose you too. Have a glorious day of the presence of God today. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Overcomes. You are, yes, you are.